rhythm, as Plato beautifully put it, have a unique ability to penetrate the secret corners of our souls, a thought I truly resonate with. However, today's episode isn't about that kind of rhythm. Instead, I'd like us to consider the rhythm that pulses and radiates within each of us and what we can do when we're stressed or overwhelmed. In last week's episode, we explored the emotions of drowning and overwhelm and discovered simple ways to alleviate those in a mere 20 minutes. But how do we sidestep that overwhelming feeling altogether? We believe we can juggle it all, yet the reality is far from that. And when we don't, how do we find our rhythm again? And to help you process all of this muck, I highly recommend downloading your Life Design Workbook. The link to my Etsy boutique is below. Do you find yourself struggling with constant anxiety, stress, or burnout? Maybe you're navigating through overwhelming waves of sadness or darkness. Has someone allowed you to believe that you're unworthy? Well then, we're here to debunk those beliefs and help you to overcome them. Hello, my friend, and welcome to the Radiance From Within podcast, guiding Christian women to build their confidence and self-worth. My name is Heidi, and I'm so excited to have you here. We'll work together to help you overcome negative beliefs by incorporating prayer, devotionals, and journaling into your daily routine. Additionally, we'll explore the power of words and how they can impact your mindset and well-being. Because when you unleash your inner peace, you will find the desire and strength to spread kindness and compassion. Join me each week and unlock your radiance from within. Discover your power and strength and embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Hello, beautiful. One summer, I had said yes to one too many things, filling my plate way too high. And in doing so, I became so overwhelmed, I actually became immobilized. And if that wasn't bad enough, it came with a 3-day migraine where I was stuck on the couch with zero desire for anything productive or fun. But once I got myself healed and up from that couch, I had to place a pause on one or two of my commitments. Has that ever happened to you? Frozen in place from that stress cloud hanging over your head? We messed up our rhythm. But why does that happen? And frankly, how do we prevent it? Well, when I get overwhelmed or say yes to one too many things, all of my good habits and usual routines get skipped and thrown out of the window. I say to myself, oh, this is a quick and easy solution. I'll simply pull some time away from over here, my beautiful morning routine, and just push it over here to my list of too many yeses. But my friend, I'm just kidding myself. I have yet to figure out exactly how I think I will benefit from skipping 20 to 30 minutes of quiet reading, journaling, and meditation, but it happens each and every time I say yes one too many times. But if I skip my morning routine for just a day or two, I don't notice much of a change in my overall attitude. However, if I skip it for more than a week, my internal rhythm becomes off and derailed. So how do we fix this predicament we're in? Well, first and foremost, getting your rhythm back on track is essential for personal growth and progress. And the main ingredient to that puzzle is finding those moments of quiet reflection and inspiration to help you realign with your goals and aspirations. My morning routine is my sanctuary where I find solace in inspirational reading, journaling, and prayer. During this quiet time, I'm blessed with my greatest aha moments. I've learned that instead of dwelling on my mistakes, though, I pray and work toward a more forgiving attitude, allowing myself to let go and recenter. That said, it's essential to maintain a morning routine, whether it includes yoga, meditation, prayer, or uplifting content from a podcast. Hint, hint. Remember, it's not about being too busy. It's about prioritizing the moments that anchor us and fuel our focus. And without this quiet time, our foundation weakens, leading to a loss of direction and clarity. Because amidst the chaos of life, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. That's why I seek to find simplicity before navigating each day. In that vein, how can we keep our heads afloat and manage our commitments? How do we learn to say no when necessary? And what if one of the reasons we say yes is a lack of self-confidence? Are we people pleasers? Not that I know anything about that. So I hear you. In that vein, how can we keep our heads afloat and manage our commitments? How do we learn to say no when necessary? Are we people pleasers? So I hear you. You don't want to disappoint your best friend or let down the lovely lady at church. However, I promise you, if you say yes one too many times, you will be like me, lying on that couch with a migraine. And that doesn't do anyone any good, does it? So let's take care of you first. Begin each week by carving out time in your calendar every day for a simple walk and quiet time. Whether you choose first thing in the morning or right before bed, block off 20 minutes. Pray and then walk, or better yet, walk and pray simultaneously. Prioritize self-care activities to recharge and maintain your well-being. Taking care of yourself boosts your ability to tackle commitments. And while we have your calendar open, be sure that you know how much time you're willing to give to someone each day. Then learn to say no. Embrace this. You have zero extra time on Wednesday, so you must understand that it's okay to decline commitments that you don't have the time or energy for. So practice saying no assertively, but kindly. And to be successful in this, you'll also need to work on setting boundaries based on your available time and energy to prevent overcommitting yourself. Be mindful of your limits and don't feel pressured to say yes to every request. Still, before agreeing to new commitments, assess whether they align with your goals and priorities. Consider the potential impact on your schedule and well-being before making a decision. Be sure to regularly review your commitments and schedule to check that they align with your goals and priorities. Adjust as needed to maintain balance and prevent overwhelm. Naturally, reach out to your friends for support or advice, or even a simple prayer to center your. Naturally, reach out to your friends for support or advice, or even a simple prayer to center. Or even a simple prayer to center yourself. Dear Lord, thank you for always being there amidst all of the chaos. And in the middle of that commotion and stress, our hearts beat hard. We are overwhelmed and we become out of sync with you and ourselves. When that happens, we pray that you nurture and guide us back to making time for ourselves and you every day. Even just 10 minutes will do. We thank you for all of the blessings you have already given us, and the people of God said, Amen. Happiness isn't about pushing too hard. It's about finding balance, rhythm, and harmony. Are you ready? Fantastic. I believe in you. Now it's your turn. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. But before you go, a simple request. If this podcast has made a difference in your life, please leave a review where you listen and share this episode with someone who could use a little light today. Knowing my show has impacted your life brings me so much joy. Remember to explore my Etsy boutique to discover the workbook you need most this month. And until next time, my friend, ignite inspiration, spread hope, and dance with faith.